I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food. Let's head to the Santa Monica Farmers Market, where Jillian Ferguson has some outside-the-box ideas for seasonal produce.
This is Jillian Ferguson with the Market Report. We all know the farmers market as a place of inspiration for cooks, but people of all disciplines come here to be inspired. Sofia Moreno Bungay is the owner of Isa Isa, a floral design studio known for using local and foraged flowers, branches, pods, and fruits. With the entertaining season in full swing, I thought it would be a good time to check in. Hi, Sofia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for being here. So I'm curious, as a floral designer, how do you approach the farmers market?
Well, as you said, we like to work seasonally. So we always come here sometimes with an idea of what's in season and what we need to get, and sometimes just to see what's available and see what we can work with.
I'd love for you to name a few seasonal ingredients that you've seen at the market recently and just talk us through how you might use them either in an arrangement or in like a whole installation.
So lately we've been using a lot of pomegranates and honey nut squash, the little ones that are so cute, persimmons. And we've actually been doing a lot of topiaries lately. So like little, they almost look like trees, like a pile of fruit in the shape of a triangle, like a little tree.
Oh.
A lot of people have been requesting that. And we'll make like a little tablescape with a few of them, maybe wrap some like passion vine around them to sort of make it more wild, which is also like a local thing that we get.
I love that so much. So maybe we can talk about the actual construction a little bit. When you say you're making a topiary out of fruit, walk us through what that process is like. Is it something that people could do at home?
Totally, yeah. There are a few different ways to do it. It depends on the size of the fruit or vegetable. Sometimes you can get like a styrofoam cone and you can like use stakes and stake the fruit to the cone like in a gridded, you know, structured format. Mm-hmm. Or I think an easier way for like bigger fruit is to use like a bendable wire and you stake a hole through the fruit and then you string the fruit on the wire. Like, you know, usually it has to be about, you know, maybe 6 feet long in order to make a spiral topiary. So you string it and then you spiral it, just like layering it on top of each fruit on top of each other.
Fascinating. I love knowing that. Another thing I've seen many floral designers do, and also just people here at the market who are shopping, is to buy branches with the fruit still on it. What are some branches that people can look for right now?
There are some persimmon branches with fruit on them. We used those for a big installation for Thanksgiving for someone, and we just had on their mantel place, just like tons of branches with persimmon on them. We've actually been using a lot of citrus on the branch, which is not necessarily super ripe yet, mm-hmm. but that's actually better because then it doesn't fall off the stem. We've been using those for wreaths. We make holiday wreaths that you hang on your front door and we'll stick, you know, branches with citrus on them to make like a very California style wreath.
And you mentioned pomegranates. When you use pomegranates, do you use them whole or do you crack them open?
Both. So for the topiaries, we'll use them whole and then we'll sometimes style around the topiary with like cracked open pomegranates. I like obviously seeing the inside. It's like they're jewels,
yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's really
fun. Looks like a still life painting when
yeah.
I see that. It's amazing. And I know you're looking for seasonal items, but what other factors do you think about when you arrive at the market and you decide what you're looking for?
So sometimes we'll have a color palette in mind. We use a lot of green because that's so versatile. We'll use a lot of like bitter melons, those little cucumber melons, I think they're called, that are like white and green, variegated.
Mm.
They're like the size of like a giant grape and they are green and white and they're just very cute and cool. A lot of those variegated bean pods that are like pink and purple also kind of look tie-dyed. A lot of like little eggplants, purple. We use a lot of purple and green. Somehow that really works well with like florals. Those colors really work.
And when you're incorporating things like that, that are smaller, that aren't attached to the branch, how are you putting them on the table?
We usually make like little piles, you know, just like a mound of things next to an arrangement. Or sometimes we will string them together still and make like a a string of beads kind of thing with different smaller fruits or vegetables.
Yeah.
And like string them through arrangements like a garland, you know. We do that with flowers and we do it with fruits and vegetables.
Do you have any particular vendors that you like to work with here at the market?
Yeah, I work with a lot of different vendors. I love going to Wiser and then Stephen Murray. I've reached out to Stephen before and asked him if he has anything weird on his farm that he wouldn't necessarily sell at the farmer's market. And he once provided me with these like tiny little black dates that come from a palm tree and they smell like vanilla. And they're not only are they actually delicious, they're like little tiny candies, but they looked really cool on a table with flowers and arrangements. And yeah.
And when you do these installations for big events, do people like take things home and eat them afterwards?
I always tell my clients, like, please take them home and eat them. And if they don't, we always come to break down the event and we always like save as much as we can because we're little squirrels.
How awesome. Okay, Sophia. Well, thank you so much for the inspiration.
Thank you for having me.
That was Sophia Moreno Bungay. She's the floral designer behind Isa Isa. You can follow her at Isa Isa Floral on Instagram. For the Market Report, I'm Jillian Ferguson.
If you missed any of today's show, listen at kcrw.com/goodfood or on KCRW's mobile app. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. My thanks to the Good Food team, Jillian Ferguson, Laryl Garcia, Elena Shatkin, Desmond Taylor, Nick Lamponi, and Hope Brush. And special thanks to Laura Kondarajan and Gary Masiha. This year is almost over, and if Good Food was there for you through it all, please make a tax-deductible year-end gift today during KCRW's Season of Giving Back. Do it now at kcrw.com/give. Like you, I listen to a lot of podcasts for free. Now's your time to show us your appreciation and donate before the year is over. Start a new holiday tradition and support KCRW Public Radio by December 31st, and your gift will make an impact all year long. Thank you for listening, and thank you to all of our KCRW members. We couldn't do this without you. I'm Evan Kleinman, and I'll be back next week with an all-new episode of Good Food.